is the Ford Show, starring Dinah Shore with Peter Lind Hayes and Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra. And our guest for tonight, Neely Pons. All presented by the Ford Dealers and Lincoln Mercury Dealers of America. And here is Dinah Shore.
It's a pity to say goodnight, because I never saw stars so bright. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home. Give me a good night kiss. It's a pity to say farewell, because the man on the moon won't tell. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home. Give me a good night kiss. How's about tomorrow night? Just you and me. I'll be waiting for you, darling, underneath the apple tree. It's a pity to say good night, because I want you to hold. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home. Give me a good night kiss.
How's about tomorrow night?
Just you and me.
I'll be waiting for you, darling.
Underneath that apple tree, it's a pity to say good night. Because I want you to hold. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home. Give me a good night kiss.
Good evening, friends. This is Dinah Shore. Happy to welcome you to another of our regular Wednesday evening Ford shows. Bobby Dolan's here, surrounded protectively by his orchestra. And our guest star tonight is that loveliest of opera stars, Miss Lily Pons. And standing next to me, champing at the bit, is the young man with the crew haircut who's always anxious to put his oar in, Peter Lind Hayes.
Thank you. Thank you. Bonsoir, Dinah, bonsoir.
Bonsoir. What? Oh, I get it. Lily Pons.
Ah, Lily Pons. Très charmant, très distingué. Quelle délicieuse, quelle intransante, piquant,
Peter, magnifique. Peter, you amaze me. All that French.
Great, isn't it?
Where'd you pick it up?
I got it off a can of onion soup. But isn't the accent good? Miss Pons should be impressed.
Yeah, but Peter, if you're thinking about talking French to Lily Pons, you need a slightly bigger vocabulary than...
Oh, you don't need many words, not with French. I know a reporter who was at the Paris Peace Conference. He was able to understand the entire peace conference, and he only knew one French word.
What was that word?
Non. The fact, I guess I can manage. All I wanted to do was ask Miss Pons about my singing.
Your singing? Oh, Peter, you're not going to start that singing business again, are you?
Gee whiz, Dinah. I wish you'd... Well, I've always wanted to sing. I remember when I was spending those 4 long years in the Army working towards my Ph.D.
Your Ph.D.?
Yeah, Peter Hayes discharge. Anyway, I always planned to be a singer, and I will yet sing, not comedy songs, but beautiful ballads that have grace and melody and schmaltz. I will be a singer. What kind? I don't know yet. Perhaps I'll be a powerful man like Vaughn Monroe, the fellow with the muscles on his vocal cords. Rising with the moon, high up in the midnight blue.
Oh, 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 oh.
Then all too soon, my lover fades from view. By mayhap, I'll be a sort of a ballad singer like Carmen Lombardo.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never come to life? Hey, hey, should old acquaintance be forgot to the tune of Auld Lang Syne, Syne? Oh, the boom, bang.
Oh, wait, now, that was not good. All right, Dinah. You say you're still not satisfied. You say you want more for your money. How about our famous blues singer, one of my favorites, the great Ethel Waters?
Someday we'll find the cabin in the sky.
Friend, would you mind bringing a calm and rational note into the proceedings?
A man I know took delivery a few days ago on his new Ford and was so tickled he practically went around handing out cigars to his friends. His was a Ford V8. A day or two later, his partner got a new Ford 6. It was the same thing all over again. The partner's tickled pink, too. Except for the difference in power plants, the two cars are identical. Same good looks from bumper to bumper, same wide, deep, roomy seats, same king-sized brakes and lifeguard body. The only thing is, one's the famous Ford V8, the other the brilliant new 6. So the fellow with the V8 goes around boasting about having the same type engine used in America's costliest cars. And the fellow with the 6 brags about owning the most modern 6-cylinder engine being built today. Well, I stand on the sidelines and agree with both of them. Because whichever the Ford in your future turns out to be, the V8 or the 6, your Ford's out front in everything.
Violets, who buy my violets? Take these cupid eyes of blue. Let them lead you for diversion on a little fall excursion from the old love to the new. Oh, senore, senorita, de joie de la comencita. C'est violette, c'est du bonheur qu'on achète, le bon Dieu vous le rendra. Seigneur pour vos señoritas, prenez-moi les fleurs que voilà, pour faire éclore un sourire, pour parler sans rien se dire, rien ne vaut ma violetta. Take these cupid eyes of blue. Let them lead you for diversion on a little fall excursion from the old love to the new. La da 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 da.
That was terrific. Really super duperific.
That's exactly what I would say, if I could say.
Hello, Lily.
Hello, Dinah.
Say, Lily, you know, that's really an Oscar for a singer. A compliment from Lily Pons, opera star.
Oh, opera star. Poof. Dinah, an opera star is just the same as any other singer.
Only better.
Naturally.
Yeah. Well, Lily, by the way, Pete's been anxious to speak some French with you.
Peter speaks French?
Dinah, lay off.
Beautifully, Lily. Really, he does.
Vraiment, Peter? Who avez vous appris à parler le français?
Peter, I think Lily asked you where you learned to speak French.
Oh, sorry. I didn't understand you, Miss Pons. Your accent is unfamiliar to me.
Oh, that's strange. My French is Parisian.
Well, here's a Strictly from Onion Soup. Now, Peter, you relax, because I want to hear a little music. Lily, voulez-vous chanter?
Certainement, Dina.
Un peu de Rigoletto?
Oui, chérie.
Merci bien.
Pas de quoi.
I should have gotten a bigger can of soup.
Peter, English translation, Lily Pons is going to sing Kata no Mi. Lily, if you please.
Oh,
wonderful. Wasn't that great, Pete?
Gigantic. Say, Miss Pons, may I ask a favor?
What is it, Peter?
Well, it's about, I'd like your opinion of my voice, operatically speaking.
Oh, well, Peter,
I've been studying for weeks. You see, I can hit a high C. Listen. Well, Miss Pons, I think you could judge it better without your hands clapped over your ears. You too, Dinah.
Look, I'm sorry, Pete, but I know why you want to be a singer. You think a singer's life is all glamour and roses.
Yes, and drinking champagne out of slippers.
Well, we'll cure you. Tell you what, there's a new song called This Is Always that I want to do now, and right after that, we'll examine what your career as an opera star would be like.
This isn't sometimes, this is always. This isn't maybe, this is always. This is love, the real beginning. This isn't just midsummer madness, a passing glow, a moment's gladness. Yes, it's love. I knew it on the night we met. You tied a string
take a close look at what life would hold for you if you were an opera singer. For instance, your home life. Bobby, give us a downbeat. Pietro! Pietro Lindo Hazel! Time for breakfast! Pietro!
Coming, Anita! I'm coming! Good
morning.
Well, good morning, dear. What would you like for breakfast?
Some orange juice and tomato juice and prawn juice, bacon and eggs. A couple of chops, griddle cakes and sausages, toast, marmalade and coffee.
I have to be careful. I'm singing today. Where's my throat spray?
Here, dear.
I must never forget to spray my throat. We've an old saying, you know, all work and no spray makes the voice a dull bray. Well, here goes. Wonderful stuff, that DDT.
Darling, isn't it dangerous to use DDT in the throat?
I find it very effective. Since I've been using it, I can sing for hours with my mouth wide open and kill every fly that flies in.
The morning paper here?
Yes, dear. And there's a review of your performance yesterday.
Good. Read it.
Bizet's Immortal Carmen once again held the stage at the Metropolitan yesterday afternoon. The occasion was partly marred by Senor Pietro Lindo Hazo, who committed an unfortunate faux pas. He sang.
What? Why, that idiotic scoundrel! What else does he say?
Well, all right. We are afraid that Mr. Hayes is seriously interfering with this country's return to capacity production. Yesterday, he hit one note that caused six factories to knock off for lunch.
I'll have him fired. I'll have him horsewhipped. That moron. Every everyone's against me. Nothing but troubles, and I don't feel well either.
Well, neither do I, dear.
Huh?
I have a cold.
I wish you'd stop this continual complaining.
I'm sorry, dear. I think I caught it last night. Look, Peter, dear, I know it's very glamorous and romantic of you, but when we go to parties, I wish you wouldn't insist on drinking champagne out of my slipper. I always have to go home with wet shoes.
Ah! What's the use? Everyone's against me. Well, I must practice. Me.
Pietro. Pietro.
Me.
Pietro.
Pietro. Me?
Yes. Pietro, there's a young lady waiting to see you. She says she wants to become an opera star.
Oh, these continual interruptions. Well, bring her in.
Come in, young lady.
Coming. Good morning, Senor Azar.
Good morning, young lady. Who are you? What do you want?
I'm a busy man.
I want to sing opera. My name is Lily Pons.
Bad name for an opera singer. Far too easy to pronounce. Well, what can I do for you?
Senor Azar, I want to sing at the opera. I'm a colorature soprano.
Yes, well, let me hear you sing a note, a very high... a baritone. Definitely baritone now. Now, look, miss. See, I have to practice and then see about the tickets for my tour of Upper Sandusky. And then, of course, I...
Please, Senor Gezo, you must help me. I think you are wonderful.
No, miss, I can't.
To me, you are our greatest living singer.
You're a cute little thing.
Thank you.
I have to spray my throat.
What happened to the great Hazel?
Someone shot the big monster.
But how? Oh, look. Someone concealed a real bullet in his split gun.
I'm wounded.
Who shot Pietro? Was it his wife? Was it an enemy? Well, whoever it was, thanks a million. With singers getting mowed down right and left around here, I suppose it's dangerous, but there's a wonderful old tune called the Dixieland Band, which I just got to do, and which I will do right after we go to New York, where the noted editor and commentator, Mr. Henry LaCosset, is waiting to speak to you. Okay, New York, and Henry LaCosset.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Riverhead, out in the country on Long Island, is the county seat of Suffolk County, New York. Riverhead is the center of a community of about 25,000 people, in one of the largest potato and cauliflower producing sections in the world. I go fishing out near Riverhead, and Sunday I dropped in to see Ken Pugsley and Ray Green. Ken and Ray are business partners. Their families have been in the community for over 200 years. They belong to the Chamber of Commerce, the Methodist Church, and are interested in Boy Scout activities. Right now they are working hard in the drive for a new hospital in Riverhead. The other day, Ken and Ray were offered $90,000 for their business, but they declined. Ford Dealers, their dealership is just one of 6,500 that distribute and service the hundreds of thousands of cars and trucks made by Ford. I suppose it's natural to think of Ford as a big business, but Ford couldn't operate without these 6,500 small businesses to get Ford cars and trucks to the public. Ken and Ray have 10 people on their payroll. All Ford dealers together have as many people working for them as for the whole Ford company. These small businessmen have invested substantial money in their communities. Like Ken Pugsley and Ray Green, they are among the leaders in their communities. They are getting new Fords to you as fast as they can and preserving the life of older cars through the friendly service they give. And now, back to the Ford Show and Dinah Shore in Hollywood.
Thank you, Mr. LaCosset. Bobby, s'il vous plaît. Did you ever hear the story of the Dixieland Band. Let me tell you, brother, that the music was grand. They had piano and the clarinet. Only thing they needed was a second cornet. And that's what led to the ruin, ruin of the Dixieland Band. Folks would holler for the maple leaf brag. They would get to swinging, but the trumpet would drag. They had to keep him cause he played so sweet. But they needed someone who could give him a beat. Someone who swung with the rhythm, rhythm of the Dixieland Band. He'd play so sweetly. Couldn't play right. Finally, he fixed him on a Saturday night. He hit a note that was off the chord. Apoplexy got him, and they went to the Lord. And now, folks, here is a sample. Listen to the Dixieland Band. They're happy at last, cause they found a trumpet man who really can blast. The way he swings them is an awful shame. He can really do it, Gabriel is his name. And that's the pitiful story, story of the Dixieland Band. If you hear a trumpet start to play, don't you be afraid.